Must read. The skill steps in this guide are to be used for objective testing purposes only at the state skills exam. They are not to be used to help you learn how to properly perform skills. The steps listed for each skill are not intended to be used to provide complete care that would be considered all-inclusive of best care practiced in an actual care setting. When performing actual resident care, skill steps as detailed in your nursing assistant textbook and or taught in your nursing assistant training program are to be used as the basis for care you provide residents. Skill number 1, hand washing. Candidate is asked to wash hands with soap and water. 1. Wets hands thoroughly with warm water. 2. Applies soap to hands. 3. Washes hands for at least 20 seconds. 4. Rubs hands together, lathering all surfaces of hands and fingers. 5. Lathers surfaces of wrists. 6. Cleans fingernails by rubbing them in palm of other hand. 7. Rinses hands and wrists with fingers pointing downward. 8. Dries hands and wrists with clean paper towel. 9. Turns off faucet with paper towel. 10. Does not touch clean hands to sink or faucet. Immediately discards paper towel into trash can without touching other hand. Skill number 2, vital sign, blood pressure. Candidate is asked to take resident's manual blood pressure. Candidate may use one-step method or two-step pulse obliteration method, as preferred by candidate. A recording form is provided to document blood pressure reading. Resident is sitting at a table. A person portrays role of resident. No more than 2 attempts per arm is allowed, 4 total. 1. Greets resident by name. 2. Introduces self by name. 3. Identifies self as a CNA. 4. Performs hand hygiene. 5. Explains procedure to resident. 6. Cleans earpieces of stethoscope with alcohol wipe. 7. Cleans diaphragm of stethoscope with alcohol wipe. 8. Positions resident's arm in a resting position on a firm surface. 9. Wraps cuff around upper arm with bladder over artery. 10. Places diaphragm over brachial artery. 11. Inflates cuff to 160 to 180 millimeters of mercury or uses two-step obliteration method. 12. Slowly deflates cuff, watching sphygmomanometer. 13. Removes cuff from arm. 14. Records blood pressure reading on recording form. 15. Recorded systolic blood pressure is within plus or minus 10 millimeters of mercury of observer's measurement. 16. Recorded diastolic blood pressure is within plus or minus 10 millimeters of mercury of observer's measurement. 17. Performs hand hygiene. Skill number 3, vital sign, pulse respirations. Candidate is asked to obtain and record resident's pulse and to obtain and record resident's respirations. Candidate may take radial or apical pulse as preferred by candidate. Candidate may count pulse and respirations for 30 seconds, then double number or count for 1 full minute as preferred by candidate. A recording form is provided to document readings. Resident is sitting at a table. A person portrays role of resident. A calculator is available upon request. 1. Greets resident by name. 2. Introduces self by name. 3. Identifies self as a CNA. 4. Performs hand hygiene. 5. Explains procedure to resident. 6. Locates radial pulse on thumb side of wrist or uses apical method by placing diaphragm of stethoscope on left side of resident's chest. Counts pulse rate for 30 seconds, then doubles number or counts for 1 full minute. 8. Records pulse rate on recording form. 9. Recorded pulse reading is within plus or minus 4 beats of observer's recorded reading. 10. Counts respiratory rate for 30 seconds, then doubles number or counts for 1 full minute. 11. Records respiratory rate on recording form. 12. Recorded respiratory reading is within plus or minus 2 breaths of observer's recorded reading. 13. Performs hand hygiene. Skill number 4, anti-embolism stocking, one leg. Candidate is asked to put a knee-high anti-embolism stocking on one leg of resident. Resident is in bed. A person or mannequin portrays role of resident. 1. Greets resident by name. 2. Introduces self by name. 3. Identifies self as a CNA. 4. Performs hand hygiene. 5. Explains procedure to resident. 6. Places stocking over resident's toes, foot, and heel. 7. Ensures heel of stocking is over heel of foot. 8. Pulls or rolls stocking up resident's leg. 9. Leaves stocking smooth, free from wrinkles. 10. Call light is left within resident's reach. 11. Water is left within resident's reach. 12. Performs hand hygiene. Skill number 5. Ambulate using gait belt. Candidate is asked to assist resident to stand and ambulate using a gait belt. Resident is to be ambulated from bed to a chair. Resident is in bed. Resident does not have an affected side. A person portrays the role of resident. 1. Greets resident by name. 2. Introduces self by name. 3. Identifies self as a CNA. 4. Performs hand hygiene. 5. Explains procedure to resident. 6. Locks bed wheels. 7. Assists resident to put on non-skid footwear. 8. Places gait belt snug around resident's waist. Should be able to easily run fingers between belt and resident. 9. Stands in front and faces resident. 10. Resident's feet are flat on floor. 11. Grasps gait belt securely at both sides of resident. 12. Assists resident to stand. 13. Positions self slightly behind on resident's side. 14. Ambulates resident while grasping gait belt. 15. Assists resident to sit into chair. 16. Positions resident in chair with hips against back of seat. 17. Removes gait belt. 18. Call light is left within resident's reach. 19. Water is left within resident's reach. 20. Performs hand hygiene. Skill number 6. Ambulate with walker using gait belt. Candidate is asked to assist resident to stand and ambulate from bed to chair using a gait belt and walker. Resident is in bed. Resident does not have an affected side. A person portrays role of resident. 1. Greets resident by name. 2. Introduces self by name. 3. Identifies self as a CNA. 4. Performs hand hygiene. 5. Explains procedure to resident. 6. Locks bed wheels. 7. Assists resident to put on non-skid footwear. 8. Places gait belt snug around resident's waist. Should be able to easily run fingers between belt and resident. 9. Stands in front and faces resident. 10. Resident's feet are flat on floor. 11. Grasps gait belt securely at both sides of resident. 12. Assists resident to stand. 13. Positions walker in front of resident before or after resident stands. 14. Positions self slightly behind on resident's side. Ambulates resident with walker while grasping gait belt. 16. Assists resident to sit into chair. 17. Positions resident in chair with hips against back of seat. 18. Removes gait belt. 19. Call light is left within resident's reach. 20. Water is left within resident's reach. 21. Performs hand hygiene. Skill number 7. Candidate is asked to assist resident with a standard bedpan. Resident is in bed on a waterproof pad that has already been placed. Changing waterproof pad is not tested in this skill. Pericare is not tested in this skill. Skills observer will indicate where the flat, dirty surface is located. A mannequin portrays role of resident. 1. Greets resident by name. 2. Introduces self by name. 3. Identifies self as a CNA. 4. Performs hand hygiene. 5. Explains procedure to resident. 6. Dons gloves. 7. Lowers head of bed. 8. Rolls resident away from self. 9. Positions bedpan correctly. 10. rolls resident onto back or bedpan. 11. Raises head of bed. 12. Positions call light within reach of resident. Resident then uses bedpan and calls nursing assistant. 13. Lowers head of bed. 14. Removes bedpan. 15. Removes gloves. 16. Performs hand hygiene immediately after removing gloves and before touching other items. 17. Call light is left within resident's reach. 18. Water is left within resident's reach. Skill number 8. Brief change with perianal care, female. Candidate is asked to change soiled brief for female resident who had a bowel movement. Resident is confined to her bed. Resident is in bed on a waterproof pad that has already been placed. Changing waterproof pad is not tested in this skill. A mannequin portrays role of resident. 1. Greets resident by name. 2. Introduces self by name. 3. Identifies self as a CNA. 4. Performs hand hygiene. 5. Explains procedure to resident. 6. Dons gloves. 7. Lowers head of bed. 8. Undoes front tabs of soiled brief. 9. Rolls soiled brief down between resident's legs. 10. Separates labia majora. 11. Wipes down center of labia, starting with urinary meatus. 12. Wipes down both sides of labia, starting with urinary meatus. 13. Wipes vaginal area, upper thighs. 14. Rolls resident onto side. 15. Wipes anal area. 16. Removes soiled brief. 17. Places soiled brief into plastic bag. 18. Changes gloves. 19. Tucks clean brief under resident. 20. Rolls resident onto back. 21. Secures clean brief in place. 22. Removes gloves. 23. Performs hand hygiene immediately after removing gloves and before touching other items. 24. Call light is left within resident's reach. 25. Water is left within resident's reach. 26. Candidate used disposable cleansing wipes. 27. Candidate discarded soiled wipes by tucking into soiled brief or into waste container. 28. Candidate wiped clean to dirty for each stroke. 29. Candidate used different part of wipe or new wipe for each stroke. Skill number 9. Brief change with perianal care, male. Candidate is asked to change soiled brief for a circumcised male resident who had a bowel movement. Resident is confined to his bed. Resident is in bed on a waterproof pad that has already been placed. Changing waterproof pad is not tested in this skill. A mannequin portrays role of resident. 1. Greets resident by name. 2. Introduces self by name. 3. Identifies self as a CNA. 4. Performs hand hygiene. 5. Explains procedure to resident. 6. Dons gloves. 7. Lowers head of bed. 8. Undoes front tabs of soiled brief. 9. Rolls soiled brief down between resident's legs. Wipes penis from tip to base, starting with urinary meatus. 11. Wipes scrotum, upper thighs. 12. Rolls resident onto side. 13. Wipes anal area. 14. Removes soiled brief. 15. Places soiled brief into plastic bag. 16. Changes gloves. 17. Tucks clean brief under resident. 18. Rolls resident onto back. 19. Secures clean brief in place. 20. Removes gloves. 21. Performs hand hygiene immediately after removing gloves and before touching other items. 22. Call light is left within resident's reach. 23. Water is left within resident's reach. 24. Candidate used disposable cleansing wipes. 25. Candidate discarded soiled wipes by tucking into soiled brief or into waste container. 26. Candidate wiped clean to dirty for each stroke. 27. Candidate used different part of wipe or new wipe for each stroke. Skill number 10. Contact precautions, gown and gloves. Candidate is asked to properly apply and remove gown and gloves. Resident is being treated for a multi-drug resistant organism, MDRO, wound infection. Entering resident's room requires contact precautions. 1. Performs hand hygiene. 2. Unfolds gown. 3. Dons gown. 4. Secures neck opening. 5. Secures back opening. 6. Dons gloves overlapping gown sleeves. Resident care task is completed. 7. Removes gloves before removing gown. 8. Grasps one glove at palm of one hand, then pulls off. 9. With ungloved hand, slips two fingers or the thumb underneath cuff of remaining glove at wrist. 10. Pulls down and turns glove inside out. 11. Disposes of gloves in waste container. 12. Unfastens gown at neck. 13. Unfastens gown at waist. 14. Removes gown by rolling dirty side in. 15. Disposes of gown in waste container. 16. Performs hand hygiene. Skill number 11. Denture care. Candidate is asked to clean resident's denture. Resident's denture has already been removed and is in denture cup. After cleaning, denture will be stored in denture cup. Providing mouth care for resident is not tested in this skill. A person or mannequin portrays role of resident. 1. Greets resident by name. 2. Introduces self by name. 3. Identifies self as a CNA. 4. Performs hand hygiene. 5. Explains procedure to resident. 6. Dons gloves. 7. Protects denture from damage by lining bottom of sink. 8. Uses water to clean and rinse denture. 9. Applies denture toothpaste to denture brush. 10. Brushes all surfaces of denture. 11. Rinses denture. 12. Places denture in denture cup. 13. Adds water to cover denture in cup. 14. Removes gloves. 15. Performs hand hygiene immediately after removing gloves and before touching other items. 16. Call light is left within resident's reach. 17. Water is left within resident's reach. Skill number 12. Dressing resident. Affected arm, upper body only. Candidate is asked to change gown clothing for resident who has an affected, weaker arm. Affected side is clearly identified by red tape. A person or mannequin portrays role of resident. 1. Greets resident by name. 2. Introduces self by name. 3. Identifies self as a CNA. 4. Performs hand hygiene. 5. Explains procedure to resident. 6. Allows resident to choose clothing. 7. Undresses resident's unaffected side first. 8. Undresses resident's affected side after undressing unaffected side. Places used clothing in hamper. 10. Dresses resident's affected side first. 11. Dresses resident's unaffected side after dressing affected side. 12. Call light is left within resident's reach. 13. Water is left within resident's reach. 14. Performs hand hygiene. Skill number 13. Empty down drain bag and record urine output. Candidate is asked to empty resident's catheter down drain bag into graduate container and then measure and record urine output. Output should be recorded in milliliters. A recording form is provided to document urine output measurement. Skills observer will indicate where the, quote, flat, dirty surface is located. A mannequin portrays role of resident. 1. Greets resident by name. 2. Introduces self by name. 3. Identifies self as a CNA. 4. Performs hand hygiene. 5. Explains procedure to resident. 6. Dons gloves. 7. Places paper towel on floor under drainage bag. 8. Places graduate on paper towel. 9. Opens spout on down drain bag so urine will flow into graduate. 10. Ensures drainage tube does not touch side of graduate. 11. Cleans tip of spout with alcohol wipe. 12. Replaces spout into holder on bag. 13. Places graduate on a flat, dirty surface. 14. Reads graduate at eye level. 15. Removes gloves. 16. Performs hand hygiene immediately after removing gloves and before touching other items. 17. Call light is left within resident's reach. 18. Water is left within resident's reach. 19. Records urine output measurement on recording form. 20. Recorded measurement is within plus or minus 25 milliliters of observer's measurement. Skill number 14, feeding resident while in bed. Candidate is asked to feed resident a meal. Resident is unable to fully feed his or herself. Resident can assist with eating by holding small items to take bites. Resident is in bed. A person or mannequin portrays role of resident. 1. Greets resident by name. 2. Introduces self by name. 3. Identifies self as a CNA. 4. Performs hand hygiene. 5. Explains procedure to resident. 6. Positions resident in an upright position, 60 to 90 degree angle. 7. Assists resident to clean hands with disposable wipes. 8. Asks resident if they would like a clothing protector. 9. Places a clothing protector or towel. Tells the resident what foods are on the plate. 11. Allows resident to make choices while eating. 12. Offers fluid. 13. Removes clothing protector from resident's clothing. 14. Call light is left within resident's reach. 15. Water is left within resident's reach. 16. Performs hand hygiene. Skill number 15, indwelling catheter care, female. Candidate is asked to provide indwelling catheter care for female resident. Resident is in bed on a waterproof pad that has already been placed. Changing waterproof pad is not tested in this skill. A mannequin portrays role of resident. 1. Greets resident by name. 2. Introduces self by name. 3. Identifies self as a CNA. 4. Performs hand hygiene. 5. Explains procedure to resident. 6. Dons gloves. 7. Uses cleansing wipe to clean area around the resident's urinary meatus. 8. Holds catheter near meatus. 9. Cleans at least 4 inches of catheter tubing beginning at the urinary meatus. 10. Wipes catheter tubing in one direction away from urinary meatus. 11. Secures tubing to resident's thigh. 12. Places tubing over resident's leg. 13. Attaches drainage bag to bed frame, the non-movable part of bed. 14. Removes gloves. 15. Performs hand hygiene immediately after removing gloves and before touching other items. 16. Call light is left within resident's reach. 17. Water is left within resident's reach. 18. Candidate used disposable cleansing wipes, not alcohol pad. 19. Candidate wiped clean to dirty for each stroke. 20. Candidate used different part of wipe or new wipe for each stroke. Skill number 16, indwelling catheter care, male. Candidate is asked to provide indwelling catheter care for a circumcised male resident. Resident is in bed on a waterproof pad that has already been placed. Changing waterproof pad is not tested in this skill. A mannequin portrays role of resident. 1. Greets resident by name. 2. Introduces self by name. 3. Identifies self as a CNA. 4. Performs hand hygiene. 5. Explains procedure to resident. 6. Dons gloves. 7. Uses cleansing wipe to clean area around resident's urinary meatus. 8. Holds catheter near meatus. 9. Cleans at least 4 inches of catheter tubing beginning at the urinary meatus. 10. Wipes catheter tubing in one direction away from urinary meatus. 11. Secures tubing to resident's thigh. 12. Places tubing over resident's leg. 13. Attaches drainage bag to bed frame, the non-movable part of bed. 14. Removes gloves. 15. Performs hand hygiene immediately after removing gloves and before touching other items. 16. Call light is left within resident's reach. 17. Water is left within resident's reach. 18. Candidate used disposable cleansing wipes, not alcohol pad. 19. Candidate wiped clean to dirty for each stroke. 20. Candidate use different part of wipe or new wipe for each stroke. Skill number 17. Position. Log roll using draw sheet. Candidate is asked to change position of the resident from semi-Fowler's to lateral position using a draw sheet. Resident has chronic back and neck pain, and turning is quite painful for them. Resident prefers to be log rolled with a draw sheet when turning to reduce pain. The mannequin portrays role of resident. 1. Greets resident by name. 2. Introduces self by name. 3. Identifies self as a CNA. 4. Performs hand hygiene. 5. Explains procedure to resident. 6. Positions bed flat. 7. Places pillow between resident's knees before turning. 8. Uses two people. 9. Has one person stand at resident's head and shoulders. Has one person stand at resident's hips, legs. 11. Has both people grasp draw sheet near resident's body. 12. Rolls resident onto side. 13. Neck and spine remain in alignment while turning. 14. Flexes resident's knee on upper side of resident's body. 15. Places pillows underneath leg and knee. 16. Places pillow under resident's upper arm for support. 17. Places pillow against resident's back and torso for support. 18. Call light is left within resident's reach. 19. Water is left within resident's reach. 20. Performs hand hygiene. Skill number 18. Mouth care. Conscious. Brushing teeth. Candidate is asked to provide mouth care for a conscious resident who is unable to brush own teeth. Resident has his or her natural teeth. Resident is in bed. A mannequin portrays role of resident. 1. Greets resident by name. 2. Introduces self by name. 3. Identifies self as a CNA. 4. Performs hand hygiene. 5. Explains procedure to resident. 6. Dons gloves. 7. Positions resident in an upright position, 60 to 90 degree angle. 8. Offers resident clothing protector or towel. 9. Applies toothpaste to toothbrush. 10. Inserts toothbrush into resident's mouth. 11. Brushes all surfaces of upper teeth. 12. Brushes all surfaces of lower teeth. 13. Brushes tongue. 14. Provides resident water to rinse mouth. 15. Provides resident a basin for spitting. 16. Cleans and dries around resident's mouth. 17. Offers resident lip moisturizer. 18. Removes gloves. 19. Performs hand hygiene immediately after removing gloves and before touching other items. 20. Call light is left within resident's reach. 21. Water is left within resident's reach. Skill number 19. Mouth care, unconscious. Candidate is asked to provide mouth care for an unconscious resident. Resident has his or her natural teeth. Resident is in bed. A mannequin portrays the role of resident. 1. Greets resident by name. 2. Introduces self by name. 3. Identifies self as a CNA. 4. Performs hand hygiene. 5. Explains procedure to resident. 6. Dons gloves. 7. Turns resident's head to side. 8. Places a towel under resident's head or cheek and chin. 9. Wet sponge in cup of water. 10. Removes excess water from sponge by rolling along cup. 11. Inserts sponge into resident's mouth. Does not use toothbrush or toothpaste. 12. Rotates sponge against all surfaces of mouth. 13. Cleans, dries around resident's mouth. 14. Applies lip moisturizer. 15. Removes gloves. 16. Performs hand hygiene immediately after removing gloves and before touching other items. 17. Call light is left within resident's reach. 18. Water is left within resident's reach. Skill number 20. occupied drawsheet change. Candidate is asked to change resident's drawsheet, turning no more than once to each side. Resident is able to roll on either side without difficulty. Resident is confined to bed. A mannequin portrays role of resident. 1. Greets resident by name. 2. Introduces self by name. 3. Identifies self as a CNA. 4. Performs hand hygiene. 5. Explains procedure to resident. 6. Dons gloves. 7. Places clean draw sheet on a clean surface within reach. 8. Positions bed flat. 9. Rolls resident onto side. 10. Rolls used draw sheet inward toward resident. 11. Places clean draw sheet on bed. 12. Rolls one half of clean draw sheet toward resident's back. 13. Smooths out other side of clean draw sheet. 14. Rolls resident onto back. 15. Rolls resident onto resident's other side. 16. Removes used draw sheet. 17. Unrolls clean draw sheet. 18. Rolls resident onto back, onto clean draw sheet. 19. Ensures draw sheet is free from wrinkles. 20. Removes gloves. 21. Performs hand hygiene immediately after removing gloves and before touching other items. 22. Call light is left within resident's reach. 23. Water is left within resident's reach. Skill number 21. Position, lateral. Candidate is asked to reposition resident to a lateral position. Candidate can choose to place resident in either a left lateral or a right lateral position. Resident is in bed. A mannequin portrays role of resident. 1. Greets resident by name. 2. Introduces self by name. 3. Identifies self as a CNA. 4. Performs hand hygiene. 5. Explains procedure to resident. 6. Positions bed plan. Positions bed flat. 7. Slides hands, arms under resident's head and shoulders. Moves resident towards self. 8. Slides hands and arms under resident's midsection. Moves resident towards self. 9. Slides hands and arms under resident's hips and legs. Moves resident towards self. 10. Turns resident onto a lateral position. 11. Flexes resident's knee on upper side of resident's body. 12. Places pillows underneath resident's leg and knee. 13. Places pillows underneath resident's upper arm for support. 14. Places pillow against resident's back, torso for support. 15. Call light is left within resident's reach. 16. Water is left within resident's reach. 17. Performs hand hygiene. Skill number 22. Pivot transfer. Bed to wheelchair using gait belt. Candidate is asked to transfer resident from bed to wheelchair. Candidate is required to use a pivot transfer technique and demonstrate proper use of gait belt. Resident has experienced a stroke and has an affected, weaker side. Affected, weaker side will be clearly identified by red tape. Resident can stand and bear weight but cannot walk. Resident is in bed. A person portrays role of resident. 1. Greets resident by name. 2. Introduces self by name. 3. Identifies self as a CNA. 4. Performs hand hygiene. 5. Explains procedure to resident. 6. Locks bed wheels. 7. Positions resident in sitting position. 8. Assists resident to put on non-skid footwear. 9. Places gait belt snug around resident's waist. Should be able to easily run fingers between belt and resident. 10. Positions wheelchair close to resident on unaffected, stronger side. 11. Locks wheelchair brakes. 12. Stands in front and faces resident. 13. Resident's feet are flat on floor. 14. Grasps gait belt securely at both sides of resident. 15. Assists resident to stand. 16. Transfers resident to wheelchair by pivoting toward unaffected, stronger side. 17. Assists resident to sit into chair. 18. Positions resident in wheelchair with hips against back of seat. 19, removes gate belt. 20, call light is left within resident's reach. 21, water is left within resident's reach. 22, performs hand hygiene.